Leviticus. Chapter 23. Palm Sunday, time to rejoice. Woo! Rejoice. We're going to rejoice. We're going to do a little hallelujah. We're going to take authority over some things. We're going to use them palm branches to scatter the enemy. Is that okay? Nothing magic about them palm branches. It's who's holding them. Praise God. Chapter 23, verse 33. Y'all got it? The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. The Feast of Tabernacles is in the fall. Have y'all ever celebrated that? Yes, we did. Mike built a tabernacle. I built a tabernacle out here in the front lawn. Tabernacle has to be no roof inside, so it don't keep you too dry or anything. But you're supposed to be able to look up at the heavens and remember when the children were walking through the wilderness without a permanent home. So I think, Mike, you won. Of course, you had extra votes, see. Sometimes I think when you or the Smiths win, you can vote. But it was just a friendly little contest. But if you go out to the, y'all know where the Jewish Community Center is? What's the name of that? Out by Bowman Field. Well, anyway, there's a huge Jewish community out there. And you can drive down those streets and you can look, and they do these elaborate tabernacles with nice tables and candles. I mean, they really do it up. But the spirit of the thing is that there's a spirit behind the tabernacle that God meant to fulfill later on, right? So 7 days they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Go to verse 39. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you will keep the Feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day there will be a Sabbath rest, and on the eighth day, a Sabbath rest. And you will take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. And you will rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. So for 7 days, waving palm branches. 7 days, bringing fruit and sacrifices to the Lord. For 7 days. Does it sound anything like palm branches? Go to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, who had been dead and whom had been raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the whole house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? But because he was a thief and had the money box and he used to take what was put in it, but Jesus said, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not always have. Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also. because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus. So a lot of people didn't come out. They came out to see the testimony of a man that was dead for 4 days, and all of a sudden he's alive. How many of y'all know that'll draw a crowd? It still would draw a crowd, wouldn't it? It still does draw crowds because God still raises people from the dead. I said God still raises people from the dead. Just because it ain't happened to us, don't mean you don't ask for it. Jesus said, you'll do even greater works than I have done. But the point is, they came out to see that resurrection miracle. They came out to see a man that was dead, and he was alive. And the same thing goes for y'all, man. Janet, you were dead at one time. You were dead. You were dead in sin. Probably wouldn't have looked at Janet as having a horrible, sinful life, but who's been delivered in the last year? Who's just come to Jesus in the last year? Praise the Lord. You were dead. You were dead. Glenna, you were dead. What, a year, a little over a year ago, you were dead. You were dead in sin, in Jesus' name. Me, several years ago, dead. Everybody knew I was dead. Everybody knew I was a sinner. Didn't have to tell people how bad a sinner I was, my friends. They knew how bad a sinner I was. Si, dead. You were a dead man. Dead man walking, right? And God transformed you, and people will come to watch you burn. People will come to watch you and see what you're doing, right? You know, the best Holy Spirit I ever had at work was... The best Holy Spirit I had at the phone company was lost people. Because if I would ever do anything wrong, they would say, Christians aren't supposed to do that, are they? Right? Y'all ever experienced that? And you just need to get off your high horse when they say that. You need to come into agreement with them because probably you were doing something that wasn't Christ-like, right? They know. And you know what? I believe they're pulling for you. I believe they're just waiting to see if somebody can actually make it. Somebody can actually walk like Jesus walked. That's what people are wanting to see. Man, you don't talk the same anymore, do you, Jason? You don't walk the same. You don't do the same things. You don't want to. And the world's going, you can't. What's the world say?
You can't do that anymore because now you go to church and you're a Christian. You can't smoke dope no more. You can't be drunk all the time anymore. You can't cuss like a dog anymore. You can't look at pornography. You can't do that no more. No! Why would I want to blow my high?
I don't want to do those things anymore. Sometimes you slip. Sometimes you slip back into your old ways. But if you listen to the Holy Spirit, you're not going to live in that. Who would want to live in a septic tank, you know? So God is good, isn't he? So the next day, verse 12, a great multitude. What's that? Thousands. Thousands. Jesus had thousands following him all the time, didn't he? But in John 6:66, it said, they no longer followed him anymore because he said, eat my flesh, drink my blood, or get out of my face. In other words, you embrace me as Lord and King, or just, and they said, this is a hard saying. And it said, most everybody quit following Jesus. And he even looked at his disciples and said, okay, John, will you quit following me? Peter, will you quit following me? What'd they say? Where else will we go, Lord? You have the words of life. Where else would we go? The next day, a great multitude had come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. They took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Praise the Lord, the King of Israel." Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, and as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. Therefore, the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees, say the Pharisees,
Pharisees.
Say religion.
Religion,
said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." What's Hosanna mean, Sarah? You know? You know, Nina? It's basically, blessed is he, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. It's a high praise to God. I think it's the only place you hear it probably in the Bible. It's a high praise to God. I don't know, I could look in the Strong's, but I'm not. You know exactly what it means? High praises to God. It's like, hallelujah, say hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. Hosanna to Jesus. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna! And see, he's here closer than a heartbeat. If he's in your heart, Jesus is in here, and you need to go. Just close your eyes a minute. Those of y'all that are born again, just close your eyes. You have asked Jesus into your heart. He came in. He forgave your sins. He gave you new life. He gave you the Holy Spirit. Just close your eyes. Jesus said, "Those who believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of their belly, out of their innermost being, out of their deepest parts will flow rivers of living water." Just keep your eyes closed. Now, I just want you to think about letting one of them old buckets down into a well where you got the crank, you know? You've probably never really seen one, but you know what I'm talking about. Let that bucket go down deep. Let that bucket go down to the depths of your heart right now and bring up some of that living water, because that living water will never run out. It will never run dry. It's a well that will never run dry. But take some of it out, because, you know, you can't just leave it there. You got to let it flow. It's got to be a river. God, let it flow. Tell him to let it flow. Flow out of me, God. Flow out of me, Jesus. Flow out of me, Holy Spirit. Flow out of me, living water. Come on, let it flow, Lord. I don't like stagnant water. I don't like pond scum, God. I want it to flow. I want the presence of God to flow out of me. God, I claim that in the name of Jesus. You said it, Lord. You said those who believe on you, like the scripture says. The scripture says what? You must be born again. The scripture says, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. I believe in my heart, Jesus, you are my Lord. Just talk to him. Oh, God, overflow. I need the overflow, Jesus. I need that overflow right now, Jesus. God, there's a dead world. I'm fixing to walk out of here into a dead world. God, I want to bring life. I want to bring life. I want to bring life. If you look in Revelations, it says, y'all keep your eyes closed. In Revelations, it says there's a river that's flowing. There's a river that's flowing in Revelations. It's called a river of life. It's a river of life that flows, and it says there's trees growing on either side of it that bring healing to the nations. Praise God, there's a river flowing out of you. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Feel the anointing that's in you right now. Let that anointing come out of you right now. Raise your hands. These hands are healing hands. These hands are healing hands. These hands will lay hand on the sick and they'll know boldly put your hands up. If you're not putting your hands up, you need to put your hands up. You need to put your hands up and talk to your hands. Hands out of you will flow healing, anointing. I will lay, like the Bible says, Mark 16, I will lay hands on the sick and they will recover in Jesus' name. I will preach the gospel. I prophesy out of my mouth, you won't be closed anymore. You won't be shy anymore. You'll say the things of the Lord to glorify His name. Because we love you, Jesus. Not because we have to do these things. God, strengthen us where we're weak. Strengthen us where we're weak, God. Just remember, they don't reject us. They reject you, God. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. We no longer matter anymore. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, God, let that river flow. 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 Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Let that river flow. Come on, speak to your heart. Speak to your belly. Let that river flow. Flow, flow, river, flow. Let the river flow, let the river flow. Holy Spirit, come, move in power. Let the river flow, let the river flow. Y'all believe that? Y'all believe you can live in peace in the midst of turmoil? Because some of y'all will go home to turmoil. But you know what? You can live in peace. You can live in peace. In the midst of the battle, you can live in peace because of Him. I just want to read you. You don't even have to look. Just keep your eyes closed and just kind of press into this word. This is all the way at the end of the book. After these things I looked and behold a great multitude. Again, a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues standing before the throne of God and before the Lamb. Clothed with white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So y'all got your palm branches? So Jesus, previous to this great thing, this great celebration, Jesus was anointed for His burial. Jesus knew His time was about a week off. Jesus knew it was time to go to the cross. And Jesus, one time in His whole time on earth, was honored, and that was on We call it Palm Sunday, but it was a triumphal entry into Jerusalem. One time, he was honored, and the religion said, "Shut up! Tell that rabble to be quiet. I anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Hosanna, Hosanna, Zanna, Zanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." And the people said, you know, Jesus said, hey, don't laugh at me. Jesus said, hey, he said, if you don't cry out, the stones and the rocks will cry out. It's the same today. If we don't cry out, something's going to cry out that Jesus is Lord. Something's going to cry out that he's king. Man, we need to be bold. He's good. He's God. He's holy. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. So what they did is they was waving their palm branches, right? Come up here, Jason, get some of these, would you? I'm going to keep you busy, man. I tell you what, y'all keep waving them things. And I want you to be thinking, Holy Spirit, show people things in their life right now that's not right. And I'm talking about something the devil's been beating up on you. He's been beating you and beating you and beating you. It's got to stop today. It's got to stop today. The Bible says, put them down that aisleway. Put them across here, brother. That aisleway. It's time to put, just lay them out there, man. We ain't worried about this carpet. We can buy a new carpet. Yeah, I need a couple, man. I need a couple for me. Yeah. Anybody need another one? You want another one? Want some extra power? Want some more horsepower? Who needs another one? Who needs another one? Who needs another one? Go get you one, brother. Not off the floor, though. That's holy ground. Jesus. We're going to march a little bit. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to speak to that enemy. We're going to speak to that enemy that's been harassing you and your family. Listen, you can take authority over that in the name of, this is just symbolic. This is symbolic of the praises of God, right? What's the Bible say? Put on the garment of praise for the Spirit of heaviness, right? Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You praise him when you don't feel like it. You praise him when the enemy's at your back. You praise him, praise him, praise him, and you will get victory. Listen, some of y'all started following Jesus. Praise God, it was a Hosanna, 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 praise the Lord moment. Jesus was like, Hosanna. He's like sitting on the donkey. He's taking in all these praises. A week later, he's hanging on a cross. He's being beat with a whip. A week later, the whole world turned against him. How much more after you accepted Jesus can you expect the world to come against you? The world hates you, Karen, but Jesus loves you and he's stronger. So you got to speak to these things in the name of Jesus. How many of y'all got fear of man? Don't hold your hand up. Oh, you do? I got fear of man on me. I care more about what people think than what God thinks. I don't want to know. I want you to hear from the Holy Spirit what keeps you from God's best. I've got heaviness on me. I've got depression on me. It's time to cast that devil off in the name of Jesus. Jesus wants you to have joy. The joy of the Lord, your strength, praise God. The joy of the Lord. Just wave these things over you. Joy, joy, joy. I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. You don't have to sit down. You can stand up. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the joy of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the joy of Jesus in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Come on. And I'm so happy, so very happy. Sing it. I've got the joy of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the joy of Jesus in my heart. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can set on attack. Set on attack. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can set on attack. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the joy of Jesus in my heart. Yes, Lord. Yay. Woo-hoo. I wonder, could we do just a lap or two? Would y'all be all right with that? And then we're going to pray for people that need freedom. That's everybody here needs some more freedom, don't we? Freedom from sickness. Freedom from this flu and stomach virus that's been going around. It needs to stop. It's harassing too many people. Freedom for your husband, praise God, to be what God has called him to be in Jesus' name. Yes. Freedom from all oppression and depression and recession and, yeah, Lord Jesus. Freedom from what?
Debt.
Yes, freedom from debt. The debt becomes slave to the lender. MasterCard, Visa, whatever. Put some music on him. Put that Morning Star on and crank it up, man. Crank it up. We need a little marching music. You just keep flipping forward till we get the right one. I would have the worship team come up here, but I want them to participate in this too. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anybody got heaviness on them? Don't raise your hand, but if you got it, it has to leave. It has to leave. It has to leave. Confusion, if you got confusion on, a lot of people are walking in confusion right now. Confusion is the work of the enemy. Busyness is the work of the enemy. Listen, somebody told me busy meant being under Satan's yoke. If you're too busy for the Lord, you're too busy. Amen? Crank it up, brother. You got to push that button on top to get that one to play because it's a DVD. You learn these things through the years. Praise the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Come on, y'all can follow me. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts filled with praise. We exalt you, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest. Come on. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the highest. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the highest. Hosanna. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts filled with praise. We exalt you, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest. Come on, praises to the Lord. Praises to the Lord. Praises to the Lord. That's it. Listen to that train. Glory, Glory in the highest. Keep marching.